You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its monetary policy decision on February 8th. While most analysts expect the central bank to maintain the status quo in terms of broad policy rates, all eyes are on the liquidity situation. While the tighter liquidity conditions could spark a debate on possible easing, expectations of inflation remaining higher than RBI's 4% target suggest a cautious approach. Devendra Kumar Pant, chief economist and head of India Ratings and Research, expects RBI to maintain the status quo on policy rates in February 2024 monetary policy. IND RA notes that the liquidity situation is tight and weighted average call money rate is hovering around the upper end of the LAF corridor, suggesting tighter liquidity conditions. Moving on, Tata Group has emerged as India's first conglomerate to breach the Rs 30 trillion mark in market capitalization. The milestone was reached on Tuesday, driven by 4% surge in TCS shares, propelling its market valuation beyond 15 trillion for the first time. The substantial rally in TCS shares contributed to the overall market cap of the Mumbai-based conglomerate, reaching a total of Rs 30.6 trillion. In comparison, Mukesh Ambani's led Reliance Group holds the position of India's second largest business entity, with an MCAP of Rs 21.6 trillion, followed by Adani Group at Rs 15.5 trillion. Tata Consultancy Service Limited has witnessed a noteworthy 9% surge in 2024, while Tata Motors Limited recorded an impressive 20% advancement. Up next, in a major boost to NCR's metro rail connectivity, the Noida Metro Rail Corporation has given a green signal to the detailed project report for expanding its network to Greater Noida's Knowledge Park 5, along with an interchange facility on the Delhi Metro's Blue Line. As per the DPR, for the expansion of the Aqua Line's Noida Sector 51 station to Knowledge Park 5, the plan proposes 11 stations with a total length of 17.43 kilometers, costing Rs 2,991.60 crore. The DPR for this project was approved by NMRC board on Monday. Now, the DPR will be processed for approval of the Government of Uttar Pradesh and the Government of India, the CEO of Noida Authority said. Meanwhile, FMCG major Nestlé India Limited on Wednesday reported an increase of 4.38% in its net profit at Rs 655.61 crore for the quarter ended December 31st. The company had posted a profit of Rs 628.06 crore in the same period a year ago, Nestlé India said in a regulatory filing. Nestlé India's net rose 8.27% to Rs 4,583.63 crore during the period under review. It was at Rs 4,233.27 crore in the corresponding period of last fiscal. Its total expenses in the December quarter rose 6.11% to Rs 3,636.94 crore. Nestlé India's domestic sales were up 8.86% to Rs 4,421.79 crore as against Rs 4,061.85 crore in the October-December quarter of last fiscal. In other news, a new study conducted by MedGenome, a global genomics company in South Asia, together with Parkinson's Research Alliance of India, found that rare genetic variations along with common variant derived through polygenic risk score can detect young onset of Parkinson's disease. According to the company, a pilot study was published through this collaboration in the 2022 July edition of the Advanced Biology Journal, with 100 whole genomes of Parkinson's disease patients. The new study validated the existing knowledge along with new findings on the genetics of Parkinson's disease, which was published in the Movement Disorders Journal. Moving ahead to the auto sector, Volkswagen introduced the Virtus in 2022, a product developed and built in India for the world. Underpinned by the heavily localized MQB A0IN architecture, Virtus has found its way to other international markets like Brazil. Recently, the German brand introduced a one-off convertible edition of Virtus in Brazil, named Virtus Cabrio. This one-off prototype is essentially an open-top version of the mid-sized sedan and was showcased at the carmaker's factory in São Bernardo do Campo in São Paulo, Brazil. This prototype has been specially conceptualized on the occasion of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's visit to the facility. Indian benchmark indices ended on a flat note in the highly volatile session ahead of RBI policy outcome. At close, the Sensex was down 34.09 points or 0.05% at 72,152.00, and the Nifty was up 1.10 points or 0.01% at 21,930.50. About 1,932 shares advanced, 1,339 shares declined, and 60 shares unchanged. SBI, Grasim Industries, JSW Steel, HDFC Life and Axis Bank were among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers included Tech Mahindra, Power Grid Corporation, Infosys, Adani Ports and TCS. On the sectoral front, PSU Bank, Metal, Power, Pharma and Realty up 0.5 to 3%, while Information Technology Index shed 1%. BSE Midcap Index rose 1.3% and Small Cap Index added 0.4%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.